It's time for Talking Trash.
I can't really hear what Jeremy says because I got my two Stanley Cup rings plugged in my ear.
Say what?
Steve and the guys bring people to the table and decide their fate.
They tell me George is good, but I'm twice as nice, and I'm going to stick to his butt like white on rice.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
I'm not listening to you. You're crazy.
Brought to you by Sanipec. Proud to be the area's recycling leader for over 40 years. Visit them at sanipec.com. Sanipec, we are green.
Son, I got to do better than this.
You know, somebody should have told Muhammad Ali that you're not supposed to stick to people's butts in boxing. You're supposed to punch them in the face. And, you know, chest and
he caught
stomach
on
area.
Eventually.
Okay. He figured it out. Okay. Welcome back to the final segment of the 4 o'clock hour of Sports Talk. That means Talking Trash. Steve, Nick, and I are going to bring up people who did dumb things from this week or some trash talk
people
from this week, and we're going to rank them. Bottom to top, recycle bin, dump, and incinerator. That is the highest level they can go. Who is going to start?
Me.
How about Nick?
Nick gets to start.
You might know Paul Pogba for his Adidas commercials.
Are you going to need to say that name again?
Paul Pogba.
Okay.
For his Adidas commercials, dabbing after scoring or his £89 million, $110 million move from Juventus in Serie A in Italy to the Premier League's Manchester United this summer. His former teammates are now speaking out against their former teammate. Current Juve striker Paula Dybala said, "He misses us too. Just look at where we, Juventus, are in the table, and then look at Manchester United. Juve are atop Serie A while United are sixth, and they're 6 points off a Champions League spot as well."
So what did he talk trash about?
His trash is, he misses us too. Just look at where we are in the table, and then look at Manchester United.
Is that the British football version of scoreboard?
Like selling out?
Yeah.
So like they're saying he sold out.
They're saying standings, bro.
Standings.
So he's like, he took $110 million.
He doesn't get that money. That goes to the clubs.
So that's why he left, though, to get paid more, right? And to go to Manchester United?
Mostly to play at Manchester United.
To wear the logo?
Yeah.
So he went there for the logo and some money, and now he's on a bad team because Man U sucks.
Yeah.
If he had just said that, what I just said,
that
would
have been
worse.
Good trash. Yeah, it's not great trash talk. I mean, no, I'm sure there might have been some translation errors in there. Probably recycle bin, but, I mean, still trash talk.
It's trashy.
I'm going to go recycle bin.
I'll recycle it. Wow. Sure.
By the way, Talking Trash brought to you by Sanipec, proud to be the area's recycling leader for over 40 years. We kind of forgot to mention the sponsor of the segment at the start of the segment. So download the free Sanipec app for your Apple device at the App Store and then the Android device at the Google Play Store. To remind you, the night before pickup. And I don't know, Steve, did they pick up today? Did you notice? Did you wave at him?
No, I was
today would be
out
a difficult
later
day to do
than
it.
Normal.
That's true.
And in the middle of the day, it wasn't commingling day. It was just garbage day and debris. And I don't think they had made it, but can you blame them?
Fair enough. Okay, well, my trash talk comes from Pac-Man Jones this week, who is, you may have heard, Terrell Pryor likes to talk trash himself to people, and the Browns haven't won a game. And so Pac-Man Jones was asked about it after the game, and this was his response.
I know you talked about it, Adam. What,
garbage.
What did that start with for you, Terrell?
Garbage.
There you go, right there, bro.
Oh,
there you go.
He's right there. Out of there. You
right
see him
there,
in there?
Bro. Okay. Right there.
You better find him somebody to play with.
Is it him saying basically he could
garbage
against you?
Garbage.
All right, Adam. Aside from Terrell, how big is it for you?
Garbage. I'm happy we won.
All right, cool.
Terrell Pryor, garbage.
All right.
There you go. Didn't mix words. How about that? Coming from Pac-Man Jones and the Bengals. They're still
really?
The Bengals.
Who?
Yeah.
From a personality standpoint
yeah.
and a franchise standpoint, actually should be the resident authorities on garbage.
I kind of like that because it's really simple and really effective.
Garbage.
His teammates in the
garbage.
Background make it just add that extra
yeah.
depth.
Yeah, it's
to,
nice. I like that one.
Pointing
that,
to the trash can.
Oh,
is he in there?
An actual trash can asking if he's in
I
there.
I think that might be one of the better ones. I'm ready to go incinerator.
What do you think?
It's very meta, but it's very good incinerator.
Okay. Your turn, Steve.
Fires. Cool. To prove that I will never let go of this, I'm going to cite two Sports Talk listeners, one on air, Ryan, and one via text, who I can only call 521, his exchange. I don't want to give out his full number, and I don't want to give out the last four digits of his cell phone number, who chastised me during the coaching search, made it all about them, what they used to earn, and logic? Nah. Information? To what end? Reality? No, no, no. We're not going to change our self-serving agenda. They insisted all along they had the guy who knew the guy who worked with the other guy who once met someone who visited Nike headquarters. The trash talking is this. Done deal. Chip Kelly will be announced as the Duck head coach in the morning. You were wrong. What do we do with those guys?
So he's getting lumped in here. We're ranking all of the Chip Kelly guys with this one, right?
No, two of them in particular. Okay. Who called and said he gave up a $300,000 a year job to come out here and make stories up.
Oh, man,
and another
so bad
guy who texted me the same thing, who when I said, no, it's not going to happen, I don't believe it, I flat out told him, I don't believe you or your sources,
yep,
told me that was there. It was almost verbatim from both of them. Done deal. Chip Kelly will be announced Duck head coach the next morning. They had a timeline.
Yeah. Being the guy who brings up the money they make just automatically makes you a douche.
Yep.
Automatically. You know how much money I'm... Nobody cares.
Gave up.
Oh, my
Gave
God.
Up. Because that would really happen.
So you're saying incinerator for this guy. I'm assuming you seem pretty...
Don't they both deserve to be incinerated for, in essence, lying and they getting pissed at me for not believing it, hook, line, and sinker?
Yeah, I'm on board with that.
I'm leaning dump, but I'm okay with incinerating.
It's two against one anyways. All you right. lose!
It's the con man who's standing there and can't believe you're not writing the check. It's like, but it's me. Nobody turns me down. I got this. And you just slam the door in his face. And as he's walking away, you throw like a snowball at him or something. So there you go. He's been incinerated.
It's not a lie
if you believe it.
That's true.
But I didn't. So I'm
Jerry,
not Costanza.
Just remember, it's not a lie if you believe it.